It's the time of year when my buddy laments the season change as if the shorter days have already triggered his seasonal affective disorder, like clockwork, as he has for the past 30 years. He bemoans winter's approach, complaining about coming days of less sunlight, cold weather, ice and snow, and the dreaded cabin fever. I wait for his commentary like the first frost, tempted to suggest if it's that bad, he should move to a warmer climate. But I bite my tongue, fearing he might do so, and leave me to endure the cold alone. To immune us from the impending gloom, I propose an autumn road trip, seizing the presence of autumn's glorious weather. Who doesn't enjoy autumn weekends with their crisp evenings following the sunny afternoons? One of the pleasant experiences of living in the Mid-Atlantic region is observing the vibrant autumn foliage as the leaves change colors. This natural spectacle serves as a welcome distraction from the impending anxiety brought on by the sun's retreat. Later, fond memories of these experiences can provide comfort during the discomforts of winter. Like everything else in life, I maintain the attitude that this too shall pass. Storr College was an historically black college located in Harper's Ferry. Autumn weather is ideal for outdoor activities, from apple picking to exploring pumpkin patches. The region offers an array of attractive destinations. You can visit Bunny Melon Gardens at Oak Spring Farm, take a scenic drive to Luray Caverns, or hike in Shenandoah National Park to enjoy stunning vistas. A short drive to Annapolis allows you to stroll the state capitol grounds or tour the Naval Academy, savoring the historic charm of the old town atmosphere. You can even cruise the bay and relish Maryland crabs and waterfront dining. Whether it's a visit to Gettysburg, a trip to Rehoboth Beach, or an excursion to Maryland's Catoctin Mountains, there are abundant options for getaway activities. I embrace autumn with weekend getaways filled with outdoor activities, from apple picking to exploring pumpkin patches. The region offers an array of attractive destinations. You can visit Bunny Melon Gardens at Oak Spring Farm, take a scenic drive to Luray Caverns, or hike in Shenandoah National Park to enjoy stunning vistas. A short drive to Annapolis allows you to stroll the state capitol grounds or tour the Naval Academy, savoring the historic charm of the old town atmosphere. You can even cruise the bay and relish Maryland crabs and waterfront dining. Whether it's a visit to Gettysburg, a trip to Rehoboth Beach, or an excursion to Maryland's Catoctin Mountains, there are abundant options for getaway activities. Optimizing the three-day weekend, the three-day federal holiday weekends in October and November are the perfect time for a getaway. In the DMV, DC, Maryland, and Virginia, there is no shortage of nearby sites, locations, and activities to choose from within 120 miles or a two-hour drive. My favorite is Harper's Ferry, either as day trip or overnight getaway. This city in West Virginia, about 90 minutes from Washington, is where the Potomac and Shenandoah Rivers come together. Famous for its role in Civil War history, the area is just as popular as a getaway destination for its scenic beauty and abundance of outdoor activities. The Harper's Ferry National Park offers history, hiking, and exploring for miles. Amidst the stunning natural backdrop, you can explore numerous historic sites and exhibitions that provide insights into the area's history. This park preserves and interprets the history of Harper's Ferry. It's a great place to start your visit. You can explore the historic Lower Town, visit museums, and take guided tours to learn about its role in the Civil War and as a center for industry and transportation. The three-day federal holiday weekends in October and November are the perfect time for a getaway. In the DMV, DC, Maryland, and Virginia, there is no shortage of nearby sites, locations, and activities to choose from within 120 miles or a two-hour drive. My favorite is Harper's Ferry, either as day trip or overnight getaway. This city in West Virginia, about 90 minutes from Washington, is where the Potomac and Shenandoah Rivers come together. Famous for its role in Civil War history, the area is just as popular as a getaway destination for its scenic beauty and abundance of outdoor activities. Things to see and do: the three-day federal holiday weekends in October and November are the perfect time for a getaway. In the DMV, DC, Maryland, and Virginia, there is no shortage of nearby sites, locations, and activities to choose from within 120 miles or a two-hour drive. My favorite is Harper's Ferry, either as day trip or overnight getaway. This city in West Virginia, about 90 minutes from Washington, is where the Potomac and Shenandoah Rivers come together. Famous for its role in Civil War history, the area is just as popular as a getaway destination for its scenic beauty and abundance of outdoor activities. Remnants of Arsenal set ablaze by the retreating Union forces. Leaf peeping and witnessing the vibrant transformation from summer green to various shades of red, orange, yellow, and brown as autumn progresses can be a rousing outing. The scenic beauty is an ideal backdrop for a romantic or other getaway. Once you arrive at Harper's Ferry, you will find plenty of activities to enjoy, and here the fun begins. Whatever your interests or favorite activities, there is something for you. As a history buff, I recommend a Park Service tour of Harper's Ferry National Historical Park, where you can take in the history while enjoying the beautiful natural surroundings where the Potomac and Shenandoah Rivers meet. Harper's Ferry National Historical Park is a great place to start your visit before exploring the historic Lower Town. Visit museums and take guided tours to learn about its role in the Civil War and as a center for industry and transportation. Bolivar Heights Scenic Overlook. Drive or hike up to Bolivar Heights for panoramic views of the town and the surrounding area. It's an excellent spot for photography. John Brown's Fort. This historic building played a significant role in the events leading up to the Civil War. It was the site of John Brown's 1859 raid, which aimed to incite a slave rebellion. The fort has been moved and reconstructed within the park. Hiking, Harper's Ferry is a popular destination for hikers. The Appalachian Trail passes through the town, making it an ideal spot for hikers to start or finish their journey. You can also explore trails in the area, offering scenic views of the rivers and surrounding landscapes. The confluence of the Potomac and Shenandoah Rivers provides opportunities for water-based activities like kayaking, tubing, and whitewater rafting. Several outfitters in the area offer rentals and guided trips. Seasoned Peter's Roman Catholic Church. This picturesque church dates back to the mid-1800s and features stunning architecture. It's open to visitors and often hosts events. Enjoy lunch at a local pub or stop for ice cream on a stroll through the historic district of the historic town and the well-preserved 19th-century buildings. Many shops and restaurants occupy these landmark structures. Harper House. This historic building, now a museum, showcases life in the 19th century. You can explore the furnished rooms and learn about the town's past. Shops and dining. Harper's Ferry offers a range of specialty shops, including those selling crafts, antiques, and local goods. Enjoy dining at local restaurants and cafes, which often feature regional cuisine. Storer College was the high point of my visit, now a part of Harper's Ferry National Historical Park. The once-esteemed historic Black College closed its doors in 1955 due to financial difficulties and declining enrollment. A venue for the Niagara Movement, Storer College played a role in several significant historical events, including John Brown's raid on Harper's Ferry, and there are plenty of camping areas for overnight stays. Harper's Ferry has several charming bees that offer unique and historic lodging experiences. The Ledge House Bed and Breakfast is a popular option. This boutique property has a scenic hillside location with sweeping views of the Potomac River from its large front porch. Conclusion, if you are in the Mid-Atlantic region and looking for someplace or something to do, consider Harper's Ferry. I recommend taking advantage of the three-day federal holiday weekends with an overnight stay. It's the kind of atmosphere where you want to linger and savor without schedule restraint limitations. Weeks later, when winter is upon you and you find your movements limited to indoors, embrace the cozy indoors. Don't despair, but reflect on those memorable moments you experienced on that weekend getaway and begin to plan another. As winter approaches and you find yourself spending more time indoors, embrace the coziness of the season. Rather than despairing, reflect on the memorable moments from your weekend getaway and begin to dream and plan for another adventure. As for my friend, he displays remarkable resilience when the thermometer drops below freezing. He may pull out one of his grandmother's comforting recipes to be prepared while indulging in a Netflix binge. We also find other ways to joy our brotherly bond, whether it's through shared moments watching ESPN, enjoying some beer or wine, or simply reveling in the spirit of camaraderie.